So it's not that. It's not Commanders.
Oh well, so they have.
It's not Red Wolves. It's not Wolves. It's not Red Tails.
No, and see, and honestly, Red Tails.
It's a ship's, it's a ship's captain.
Admirals?
Yep.
What the f-
How do you know that?
Dear God almighty.
So
guys, hold on a second.
There was a,
I'm sorry.
DNS placed on, it's, and it has since been taken down, but yesterday when it was announced, if the name was announced, there was a, and it could be a fake website too, but there was a website when you typed in WashingtonAdmirals.com, it redirected you back to the Washington Football Team website.
All right, hold on.
Okay,
now
so
it doesn't take
South
you there
Bend
anymore.
To Virginia.
It doesn't take you there anymore. It takes you to a food bank.
Yep, mm-hmm. I just did it. I just did it. Giving Kitchen. Giving Kitchen.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. I'm looking up flights to Virginia because somebody has got to go up there and slap the crap out of the Washington Football Team front office. Washington Admirals.
They thought this was the best name they could come up with.
They thought this was the best name that they could come up with.
Man.
The legal team said that Red Wolves made it through to the final voting, but the legal team did some research and digging, and the cost of trying to buy the trademark from whoever owns the Red Wolves, which I believe
nobody owns the Red Wolves.
Yes.
Somebody brought the naming rights.
That is the Red Wolves.
There are plenty of teams out there named Red Wolves.
Well, that's why they're not doing it.
Yeah, well, please get the fuck.
Now, check this out, though. What I found today regarding the Admirals is there is a team based in Maryland, in the Maryland, D.C. area,
yes,
called the Washington Admirals that plays Quidditch.
Yes. And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't one of the XFL teams or the AAF teams, wasn't one of them named the Admirals too?
No. There was a United Football UFL team in Virginia, but they weren't, I don't remember what they were called. But yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
well, oh, I got to say,
I'm pretty certain it's going to be the Admiral. And honestly, if it came down to Commanders or Admirals, I'd be more than happy with Commanders. It's not my favorite either. I want Generals, but Generals is off the table.
I mean, I'm just saying that Washington Red Wolves ain't sounding so bad now, is it, Boss Hogg?
Washington Red Wolves never sounded bad to me. I just didn't think it was going to happen because this organization is not smart enough to do it.
Well, maybe
now,
if the owner spent more time running his football team instead of sexually harassing cheerleaders, you wouldn't have that problem.
Well, the owner's not even involved in this process.
Yep. You really believe that too, don't you?
He's not. He hasn't been in any of the meetings.
Okay. Hey, I tell you what, Boss Hogg, I got a bridge I'll sell you too.
Okay.
It's called the It's called the Skyway Bridge in Tampa, Florida.
I've watched all the videos that they've created on making the brand. I've watched all the updates from Jason Wright Jason Wright, not Light. No, Wright. He's the team president.
I was about to say, did you take another one of our rejects?
No. We're done taking Tampa rejects.
Evidently not.
So, but yeah, no, this.
Man, look, Boss Hogg,
they messed it up.
I'm sorry, Boss Hogg, but if you for a second think that Dan Snyder is not somehow involved in choosing the name and all of that of this football team, you're crazy.
I don't cheer on a name anyways. I cheer on the players that wear the name, so it doesn't really matter.
So they could have been named the Washington Redbirds.
That would have been better. That's better than Admirals.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, Redbirds.
I mean, I guess I can understand Admirals because there is that large naval station out there in Virginia and stuff like that. I guess I understand the whole Navy connection, but
that should have been for more Baltimore. Baltimore's closer to the water than DC.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Here's my thing on the name. Here's another take on the name. They're doing it to appease either the District of Columbia to build them a new stadium or the state of Virginia.
Okay. But if you wanted to,
I know Danny Boy can build a stadium with his own money. You know, he doesn't need to ask for
help. But if you could get a county to build you a stadium where you don't have to fork over the entire amount, then yeah, I mean, I see where you're going with that, but dear Lord, that's really the best they could come up with.
It better be done right. That's all I got to say. 2-2-22 better be done right. If they are the Admirals, they better have every damn naval officer who is in the state of Virginia, Washington, D.C., at the Pentagon, whatever, at that damn press conference. They better have ships built out on Redskins Park, out at Redskins Park. They better do it right. Joe Gibbs better be there. I mean, supposedly he will be.
Joe Gibbs has ownership stake in the Washington football team.
They better bring Mark Rippon back. They better bring Darryl Green back. They need to bring Pedro Taylor back. They need to bring the posse, Art Monk, Gary Clark.
No, you don't want to bring all those guys back because they were Redskins.
The Admirals that built this organization.
You know what? I kind of like that spin that you just put on that.
That's the only way I can make it work, bro. That is the only way I can make it work and put it into.
I'm just kind of saying that maybe you need to go and be public relations for Danny Boy.
Hey, he wants to give me that? I would be more than glad to move to D.C. and take, you know, six figures from him on a yearly basis.
Why couldn't you just work remotely? Why would you want to move to D.C.?
He wants to pay me six figures and I live in Colorado. More power to him.
I can think of a hundred better places to live than Washington, D.C.
Six figures in Colorado is going to go a lot farther than six figures in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. I mean,
so if he's like, yes, Mr. Naylor, you can work remotely from the state of Colorado and you can do PR over Zoom meetings and Microsoft Teams and mm-hmm. you can work, you know, that way. Huh. You know, he has my phone is waiting.
I know that you would jump at that opportunity, but no, in all honesty, I like the spin that you just put on all the former players. And the thing is that even though they're trying their hardest to get to wipe all remaining semblances of the Washington Redskins away, you can't erase history. And
it's HTTR for life. I will always be a Redskins fan. I will always. I have it tattooed on my body. I have the Indian head tattooed on my arm. Encompassed with the three Super Bowl championships. I have a script R on my chest. I will get the new emblem probably on my shoulder blade. I mean, that's my third tattoo that I will have to get there. I have to put them in order. My daughter's tattoo, my youngest daughter, her tattoo comes next. And then my Sean Taylor Memorial tattoo will be the second tattoo that I get, and then I will put the new logo on my shoulder. Probably put the new logo on my shoulder blade, but
that's dedication.
I can't
say anything. I have a Buccaneers tattoo on my right arm. It needs to be redone again because it faded like bad, but I mean it's there.
I have to have a couple of the Super Bowl emblems redone, touched up because they're starting to fade. But
yeah.
But I mean, it's just putting that spin on it is the only way that I can make it work.
You know what we should do, Boss Hawk? When we meet up in Vegas for the draft, we should go to Counts Inc.
I don't have that much money, bro.
Oh, William will have it. He could pay for it.
Oh, Debo, you said you and Nicholas Lane said that you guys were footed the entire trip.
Yeah, okay.
Counts Inc. would be awesome, but I don't have that. I would love to just go to Counts Customs and do a tour.
Oh, Boss Hawk. We will be going to Counts Customs.
I don't think we're going to have enough time, though.
Boss Hog? We will make time, sir.
Well, you gotta remember, the draft is 3 days.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know when you guys are planning on being out there, but I'm planning on being out there for at least 5 days.
Well,
see, exactly. That's why William can pay for everything. He can come.
Exactly. I mean, I plan on I plan on getting out there when, you know, trying to get out there Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Draft is Thursday.
Yeah.
You know, Friday, Saturday.
Well,
and flying out Sunday to come back home and go back to work.
Yeah, but Friday, Saturday, do we really want to watch the 6th to the 7th round?
Heck no. Yeah, at a bar.
At a bar? Drinking. At Guy Fieri's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, William Copper.
At Guy's Chicken.
Hey, actually, we could go to Vamp's Bar.
We could go to Vamp's.
Dude, it's literally right. It's right on the strip, and Count Zinc is like literally right next door to it.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. See, hey, Debo. We're gonna need you to set aside at least $2,000 for our tattoos.
You gotta clear a credit card, Debo, before we leave.
Oh, and by the way, there is one place that I have got to go eat at while I'm out there, and that's In-N-Out Burger.
No.
It has to be that Moss Hog. I'm sorry. In-N-Out Burger and Whataburger. Because.
Well, Whataburger, I can give you. In-N-Out Burger is not all that they're cracked up to be.
Oh, I've had In-N-Out Burger before, but it's been like 20 years.
We just had 2 In-N-Out Burgers built here in Colorado Springs.
Huh. Well, good. So go buy me an In-N-Out Burger and send it to me. Freeze drive that bad boy. But getting back onto what we were discussing
April 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Yes. You know, and like I said, I've already put in for actual tickets to the draft, because I figured that we would actually want to go to the actual draft. I didn't figure that we would want to sit there and do a live remote from a hotel room or whatever house we rented or whatever, but...
Oh, hell no. If we go, we're doing a live remote from the draft.
Yes. And I am going to do my best. I want to find a headset that I can wear that can, or that we can wear that cancels out all the noise, because you know as well as I do that if we're at the draft and we try to do a remote from the draft and everything and stuff like that, that all those people in there are going to be drowning out everything we say. Unless we have like the background noise canceling stuff. So, I'm really looking forward to it, guys. But in all seriousness, Debo, you are still coming out, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, just wanted to make sure on that. Like I said,
you already you already told me you was covering everybody. So why would I?
Oh no, big man, that Mr. Government worker, no. You and Nicholas Lane, the ones making all the money. Me and Boss Hogg, we just lowly civil servants.
Sure.
Hey, look, I'm not the one working for the state of Florida. Need to tell your governor down there to give you a raise. Tell him $30 an hour and you'll be fine. Hey, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But let me ask you something, Boss Hogg. Is there any way that you could be wrong about that name?
No. There is a small possibility. I mean, I think there is a small possibility it could still be Commanders. Just because supposedly New Era got a big order for Washington Commanders merchandise and hat. But I wish I still had my connection inside Nike from back when I was coaching, because the uniforms were done by Nike and they would know, but they no longer work for Nike. So,
Yeah, that is true. I can, like I said, I can reach out to my guy that deals with like the hats and stuff like that, that runs his sports shop and everything and all that, and I can see if he's heard anything new, but I don't know. I just, those names, good God, why?
They're horrible.
They really are. I mean, I just, what was the Washington Redskins really that bad?
Jay Gruden doesn't think so. He came out and said that Washington should have never changed their name.
Hey, I agree with him. I that's how I feel.
I totally agree with Jay Gruden. Totally.
It was all politics. It was all politics.
Let me ask you guys something. This literally just crossed my mind. What if they come back out and they rename the Washington football team the Washington Redskins again?
They won't.
He's too
yellow bellied to do that, because you guys, and I know you guys remembered this in a press conference prior to all this happening, probably two years prior to the name being changed, he stated, "I will never change the name of the Washington Redskins," and you could put "never" in capital letters. And then what did he do? He gives in, and he changes the name. Denver is getting hammered with snow, and I don't have shit down here in the Springs. Denver has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51 private schools or school districts closed or delayed tomorrow.
Oh, the students! The students are happy. They love the snow
In the city of Denver, and I don't have jack in the Springs, bro. We got 3 inches on New Year's, and that was the first snow that we have had this season.
That's crazy.
And all we got was 3 inches, bro.
You better go to the city if you want to see snow then.
I have to do this.
Our mountains have feet.
Really?
You go to Denver. Yeah, our mountains have feet.
Well,
not our mountains in the spring. But if you go west of Denver, you know, to like Vail and Breckenridge and the ski resorts, they're getting pounded.
That's how it is in Utah, where I went to school at. We was down in the valley. And, you know, it'll be like not, you know, I mean, it will be no snow on the ground down in the valley. And then you go about 30 minutes north into the mountains of Cedar. I think it's Cedar. Let me see. Where is Southern Utah? I think that is Southern University of Southern Utah. I think that is Cedar City. Yep, Cedar City. So you go about 30 minutes north up in the Cedar City, and it's just snow everywhere. Because Cedar City was up in the mountains. I'm looking at it on this map right here. So I'm in, you know, St. George. That's where I was at. St. George, Utah. Hold on. Man, this ain't. Hold on.
Did you go to Dixie?
Yep.
Did you really?
Yep.
Did you go all four?
Wait.
I didn't go all four.
No?
No. At the time that I went, they were a 2-year college.
Oh, so they were a junior college at the time you went, huh?
Yeah, and then after I left was when they started expanding. Now they're freaking Division II,
Division
I think.
One school now.
They're not Division One. I know
They're Division One school. I think they're 1AA when it comes to football. They may still be Division II when it comes to football, but I've got a friend whose daughter goes to Dixie and plays softball.
Dude, that school is freaking awesome. It's beautiful. Beautiful campus. And it was great. I enjoyed it. It was fun. But the campus is beautiful, and people are real nice people in that city. It's one of those college towns, really. If school wasn't there, it wouldn't be nothing. It wouldn't be nothing. I mean, literally, here we go. I'm looking at it right here. St. George. It's like, how can I describe it? But they changed their name. They used to be the Rebels, and then they changed it to. They've changed their name.
I think they're the Mavericks now.
Yeah, some crazy name. I was like, what? Let me see. That's my alma. Even though they were only 2 year at the time, that's still my school.
That's legit.
Yep. I was pretty good. I was pretty good. Had a real good run.
Yep.
Let me see. Where is it? What? Okay. So right now, they're the. This is old. Trailblazers. They're the Trailblazers.
Trailblazers. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. The Dixie State Trailblazers.
They used to be the Dixie College Rebels. I think there was another name in between Trailblazers, too. Because they weren't always the Trailblazers. I think there was another name they switched to. That's why we got Google. Let's see. Dixie State. Let's see. Mascots. So they're the Trailblazers, but the mascot is a bison.
Right.
So they changed it in 2016. And then there was another one. Let's see. Because in 2000, they must change it. I'm telling you, they changed it again. And you know why they changed. You know why they changed the name. So, okay, so here you go. I knew it was something else. So in 2009, they changed it from the Rebels. It was Dixie State Rebels in 2009. And then it was changed to the Red Storm. I knew it was something else. Because I remember watching it, and then I was like, what? Red Storm? But, I mean, you do have the freaking the canyons up there that's basically, dude, it's, the canyons up there is freaking amazing. But from a distance, they look, you know, when you get that dust turning up, it do look like a red storm, but... they changed it to Red Storm and a bull to avoid. I'm just going to read this. They changed it to a Red Storm and a bull to avoid glorification of the Confederate States of America and slavery. See, they went there. I knew that's why they did it, because I had read it a while ago. You know, obviously... Rebels, you know, the flag, all of that stuff, you know where we're going. But then they changed it just to the Trailblazers with Brooks the Bison as the mascot in 2016. But their basketball arena, man, listen. Now, this is when they was a two-year school, and I'm sure this is the same arena. Because unless they built the new arena, I'm almost positive this is the same arena. Let's see. Basketball. Yeah, this is the same arena. This arena is freaking amazing. Like, it's all below ground. Pretty much, like all of the stands are below ground. So when you walk in there at ground level, you're looking down at the seats in the court. It's freaking crazy. But I played basketball a couple of times on that court with the basketball team. And got off of the basketball scholarship because I was balling them that bad. No lie. That's a true story. Not even joking. Went in.
You didn't take it?
Nope. Went in with the basketball team. You know, we was all cool with them. So they used to talk trash to us all the time, you know, about how bad they was going to beat us. And we used to talk trash back, like, y'all weak and y'all ain't going to do nothing. It was me, my homeboy Danny. We was the two bigs, and me and him were about the same size. So 6'4", we were both about 250, 260. And they started center was almost 7 feet tall, and their small forward was 6'9", and their power forward was 6'10". So we put our best five on the court from the football team. They had an open gym that day we went in, and the head coach of the team at the time was there doing the open gym, just watching and stuff. So we go in with our best five, run them off the court. I'm not even joking. We ran them off the court, and this team was good. They was like ranked in the top 25 of, you know, the conference. Of, you know, they was good. Ran them off the court. When I say ran them off the court, the coach was upset. We had, now this is just a scrimmage. This wasn't even supposed to be a real game. And he stopped the scrimmage to yell at them. Cause we ran them dudes off the court. They couldn't rebound. Me and my boy Danny was grabbing all the rebounds. It turned into a dunk fest. But the dunk fest was us dunking on them. And then after you know, the scrimmage, the coach, you know, approached me and, you know, asked me, you know, have I played basketball? Did I play basketball in high school? I said, yeah, I played 4 years, you know, and offered me a basketball scholarship. And I wanted to focus on football. So I turned it down.
Damn.
Yeah. I tell people that and they be like, what? For real? I say, man, I wasn't even trying to hoop like that. I probably should have took it just to say, you know what? I played, you know, I was a two-sport athlete. Because I love basketball. Now, don't get me wrong. I was, you know, I love playing basketball. But, you know, football was it. That was my sport. But I was great in football. I was really good in basketball, but I was a great rebounder and defender in basketball. Good offense, great on the defensive side, rebounding, you know, shot blocking, defense. But, yeah, he offered me, man. I got offered, and I was just like, I was blown away. I was, you know, wasn't expecting that. I was just in there, you know, just hooping with the boys. But I was putting it on them, though. I was putting it on them. Like, they had, you know, their center was an all-American in the conference. And I ended up playing him. And I just took him out. I shut him down. Like, they didn't know I could hoop like that because they had never seen me hoop. They just looked at my size and was like, man, you too little. You too little. I was like, I've been hearing that all through high school. I'm too little. Got on them. I wish, you know, some of that stuff I wish we had, you know, cell phone cameras back then and social media just to go back and, you know, watch some of that stuff would be probably cool, because that was one of those situations where, you know, we just talking trash to the basketball team. They challenged us, say, y'all put y'all best five together and we'll bring our starting five. And we was like, okay. And we went in there and ran them off the court. Ran them off the court. One of the dudes from that team went all the way to the NBA. Yep, I forget it. It's Mo, what was it, Maurice something. I can't remember his last name, but he went all the way to the NBA. Played a couple years. Another dude played professional basketball in Europe. My homeboy, Fred House. He went and played professionally in Europe for some time. I don't know what the other guys did, but I still talk with my boy Fred every now and then. But yeah, that was a good. They had some ballers on that team. That's what I'm saying. When I say they had some ballers, they had some ballers on that team. But they didn't know these football players get hooped too. They ain't know we had some ballers. That was fun. That was fun. Just going back thinking about that. That was real fun.
Is William sleeping?
Dude. I heard like a little whistle.
You hear like some like a little whistle or something, right? Like a little nose whistle or something. Like somebody's like rolled over and passed out.
Yeah, let's give a moment of silence real quick. See if we can hear it again. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna talk like we're doing a play by play for the Masters.
What are you two doing?
What, man?
God. Oh, my stomach. Oh.
Why are you talking like you're going to be at the Masters?
See?
We didn't want to wake you up.
No, I was actually researching the college that Derek went to and everything, because I never actually heard of the college. I was listening to you guys or listening to Derek talk, and I was just kind of reading and everything, and stuff like that. The transformation from the Rebels to the Red Storm, and then on to the Trailblazers and everything. And, you know, I mean, I was just listening to Derek talk about how he got offered a scholarship to play basketball, which I think is really cool considering you were already there on a scholarship for football, and the fact that you ran a future NBA player off the court and everything and all that. No, I was just kind of sitting back enjoying the story.
Well, I'm glad, brother, because we thought you was out. Boy. We were finna give it to you again if you would have fell asleep.
We heard a whistle like somebody was passed out, and
no,
like a nose, you know, like a nose whistle, and it was just like, uh-oh. There he goes again.
Yep.
I scratched the top of my head, but I don't think you guys would have heard that.
We were about ready to say sweet dreams.
Yeah, for real.
On 14 wide receivers.
Yep, 14 wide receivers.
Get it right. It's going to be 16 wide receivers next year, all right?
My man William, he's going to start that that Dynasty League and go for 20.
I got a 5-point. I have a 5-point lead going into this weekend.
Oh,
I won. I won my I won my championship in my other league. I did a, I guess you, I actually took your guys' advice and I actually set up a free dynasty team in one of these other places, and they are intense.
Oh, like, heck yeah, they are.
Like not like no joke. Like they, I mean that, and I mean, and they weren't even playing. I mean, we're not even playing for money. And these jokers, oh man, I was like it just how look.
Nah, it's intense. It's intense
is putting it lightly. I mean, look, guys, we play the Rat Pack fantasy football for funds, you know, drawing back and forth. You don't do that with these guys. These guys take this stuff seriously. Like, I was in one of their little chat rooms, and the guy said he was pulling up the analytics of the projection points for one of his wide receivers for the next 3 years. And I was like, you're taking this way too seriously. He goes, well, that's how we do it here. He goes, if you're going to play in a dynasty league, you come to play. And I was like, oh, okay, but,
he ain't lying.
I mean, obviously, and now I'm sitting here thinking, well, if they're taking it this seriously on a free league, what are these people like that are actually playing for money? And so I just decided to take a step back from the whole dynasty thing because, boys, I don't have 17 hours a day to sit there and study fantasy like freaking fantasy points at fantasy players. I got other stuff to do, but there is one guy, I guess he's retired, but that is what he does on a daily basis, is he studies all these players and everything and crap like that. And I'm like, hey, I mean, better you than me, but dynasty and everything. Probably not my cup of tea right now. Just kind of throwing that out there.
So if there's no there's no Thursday night games yet, they're done, right?
Thursday night's done. You got Saturday this week. There's quite a few games.
I thought San Francisco was playing Thursday.
No, they play Sunday. San Francisco and the Rams play Sunday.
Oh, okay. So
Saturday,
so
Sunday
now,
this week.
So Thursday night football is over, huh?
For this season.
Did they have a Thursday? They didn't have a Thursday night game last week, did they?
Nope.
I didn't think so, because I was kind of looking for it, and then I couldn't find it, so I was like, maybe there's no Thursday night game.
Well, I mean, I guess all good things have got to come to an end, but, you know, I figured that they would have extended it since they decided to extend the season. I mean,
We got one extra week. It's just been no Thursday night games the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean,
so
well, it is what it is. But boys, I hate to do this, but I've got to run. I've got to finish up this paperwork, so I can actually go to sleep because, yeah, I got to be up in. It's actually not that bad. Just got to be up in about 6-7 hours.
Oh,
and everything.
Yeah,
to
me
get
too.
Up.
Yeah, me too.
So, boys, once again, as always, it has been a pleasure. Boss Hogg, again, thank you for the knowledge drop and your insight onto what's going on the with the NFL.
Always. That's what I'm here for.
And Devo, thank you for taking us down the trip down memory lane when you were a bright and young NFL and NBA prospect from the Dixie State College.
Oh, yeah.
And listeners, again, thank you for listening and everything. And boys, I am out.
All right, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Nicholas Lane. William Graves signing out. And with him signing out, we are going to sign out of this show because it is that time. And when it's that time, it is that time. So shout out to William for calling in. Also, Boss Hogg, Sean Naylor as well. And appreciate everybody tuning in, everybody listening, everybody downloading the podcast. It's very much appreciated. And we're just going to keep doing it. Keep growing the show and keeping you guys entertained. So, you know, as we get closer to the end of the NFL season, we'll start to, cover a little bit more, other stuff. We got spring training coming up here, actually, next month. So pitchers and catchers will be reporting soon. And we'll have some baseball to get into. And, once the second half of the NHL season gets going and we get closer to the Stanley Cup, that's when it gets real. So can't wait for those. But until then, we're going to continue, show as normal. And we will see you guys next. Well, I guess Sunday is next week. So we'll see you guys next week, this Sunday, 9 p.m., Rat Pack Sports Show. We'll cover Sunday's games, and we'll find out if Boss Hogg won his fantasy football championship. So with that being said, Boss Hogg, anything you want to say, brother?
Wish me luck. Cross your fingers.
Wish him luck, people. Keep your fingers crossed, and let's see if he can pull it out. Until then, we're going to get out of here. We will see you guys Sunday night. This is Rat Pack Sports Show signing out. Peace.